to become powerful to the degree of our discerning of our unity, because our strength is in our corporate existence. That's why I said, whenever two or three are gathered. Let me explain something to you quickly. Your body to open gate is not allocated for every individual. Meanwhile, the greatest contention we face are gates. Gates are established authorities. So you see certain individuals, they come with children numbers and say this don't come with that. You don't have authority to move gates. The authority over gates is invested on the boss. That's why he said on the revelation that the church is built on, he said the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The power over gates is not allocated to individuals, it's allocated to the body. And gates are the greatest opposition to the fight. So God is teaching us that victory is not our greatest priority. Unity is our priority. So in order to have certain kind of victory, we must be one as He and the Father is one. You see why it looks as if things are difficult. You see why it looks as if certain authorities are difficult. They are not powerful. They are only disunited. The day will become coherently inclined. That day will discover that even if the form of God was not together, they have no power over the church. We are weak because we are disunited. You cannot take gates until you are one. Number two, the power to create an outpouring is not with an individual. Every time there's an outpouring, we must gather as one. Meanwhile, outpouring is what shifts us from one level to another. What we call revival is an outpouring of the Spirit. Every time there's an outpouring, unity must be formed. He said they gather together in one accord, and as they pray, the Holy Ghost came down. Without an outpouring, a generation cannot move forward to the agenda of God. There isn't a church that sits from one realm to another. It's because of the outpouring of the Spirit. And every time there's an outpouring of the Spirit, there is a unity. The unity of the saints is what provokes an outpouring. In Acts chapter 2, it was in that oneness that the Holy Ghost came down. When there were four, in Acts chapter 4, it was in that oneness the Holy Ghost came down. So we can never see an outpouring as individuals. If one was here, an outpouring of the Spirit, we must be one. And an outpouring of the Spirit is what gives the church layers of authority to advance the kingdom. Every time the church migrated in the revelation or in power, there was an outpouring. And every time there's an outpouring, the church came together as one. There are certain places we never walk in unless we discern those who carry it. There are certain gates we never speak unless we discern our corporate body and around. There are outpourings we never see. We are preaching revival now. We were preaching for 10 days. Nothing will happen. Because our heart is walked upon and we become one. If we are not one, we will never be revival. In order to advance the kingdom, the church must become one. So the first authority that God gives to the church operates on the problem of unity. Without unity, the church can never walk in the authority of the ecclesia. And if the church does not walk in the authority of the ecclesia, the gates of hell will prevail. You see why fighting your brother, castigating your pastor, talking against a believer is foolishness from the feet of hell. And then you go on Facebook, you are making nasty statements about a brother. I told them something on the 1st of March. I said, you have the liberty to talk against that brother because it's not blood related. If you and me were born of the same mother, you will not do what you do on Facebook. You do what you do on Facebook because you have not discerned our unity.
Yes, sir.
Even if pastor were your father, you won't say what you say against it on the internet. You have the liberty to say it because you have not discerned the body of Christ. You don't know that here we are all closer. are related by blood. Meanwhile, the power of the blood is the life of the flesh. In the kingdom, we are related by the spirit. Our union with the body of Christ is stronger than our blood relationship. Hello, Madonna.
And you can do it the right way, you don't enjoy it. And every time you do it, you keep having the same.
results. Because spirits are the way they do their things. The second way a spirit gives authority to a people is to give them their names. When a man carries the name of a spirit, he carries the authority of that spirit. This is why different dimensions of God are invested in the name of God. When Moses was given the opportunity to witness the creation enterprise, God revealed to him, it's not the totality of God that created the world. It's a creative dimension of God that was born. And that creative dimension of God, the name that envelops that dimension is Elohim. So Moses did not know El Shaddai, because El Shaddai does not create. Only Elohim creates. So every time a creative dimension begins to work in the life of a man or in a church, it's because that church or that man have discerned the creative dimension of God. And if you carry that creative dimension in the envelope of a name, everywhere you go, creation will follow you. You cannot carry a spirit on your head. One of the ways to carry a spirit is by the investment of that spirit in the name. When a spirit wants to commit himself to you, he gives you a revelation of himself. And the revelation of the spirit you have is tied to a name. So every time you invoke that name, that dimension of that spirit goes to work. So when God once wanted Moses to experience the creative dimension of God, he revealed Elohim to Moses. So every time Moses comes in the name of Elohim, Moses can create.
Because the wealth of Jacob is not in the business he's doing.
The wealth of Jacob is in the fact that he carries El Shaddai. If he carries El Shaddai, anything he does will prosper. So when God wanted to bless the church and give the church authority, one of the containers of authority that God gave to the church is the name of Jesus. Now, the name of Jesus is superior to El Shaddai. The name of Jesus is superior to Elohim. Because El Shaddai is one dimension of God. Elohim is one dimension of God. But in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, he pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in him bodily. So when you call the name Jesus, you have called El Shaddai, you have called Elohim, you have called Jehovah Nissan, you have called Jehovah Jireh, you have called Jehovah Shammah. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead. Do you see why? Whatever the circumstance is, we just come in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus captures the totality of God. And what that does to me is that the advantage you have is greater than Abraham. Because Abraham only knew El Shaddai. Now El Shaddai is included in Jesus. The advantage you have is greater than Moses. Because Moses only knew Jehovah, but Jesus carried Jehovah. The advantage you have is greater than Elijah. Because Elijah only knew a dimension of God. But in Jesus, the fullness the Godhead dwells for him. So when I need food, I say Jesus. When I need money, I say Jesus. When I need healing, I say Jesus. When I need power, I say Jesus. When I need power, I say Jesus. When I need strength, I say Jesus. Do you see why it's not a casualty? Some people are talking in the camp, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He didn't consider Sarah's womb dead, nor the deadness of his body. Why? Because El Shaddai has so much supply power that he can bring life from the dead. And then somebody carries the name of Jesus and is shaking. No, no.
It doesn't matter the strategy, because before that
defeated all of them. So I don't care who's manipulating terrorists. I don't care who's manipulating fornicators. At the name of Jesus, everything was bad. The second authority of the church is the name of Jesus. Oh, what a name you have. What a name. This is why we don't pray through Jesus Christ. We pray through the name of Jesus. Because we are not going to him. When you call that name, you become him. You are only in that name, not through that name. So when you speak, it's like Jesus speaking. That's why a believer is full of that feeling. When you begin to know certain things in the kingdom, your prayer point is Jesus. Because I want to pray for that.
So when we call the name of Jesus, it's not a nomenclature. The name of Jesus can become salvation. The name of Jesus can become blessing. The name of Jesus can become favor. The name of Jesus can become healing. Depending on what you need, pattern. You are not limited like Abraham that only knows the supply of God. You are not limited like Moses that only knows the authority of God. You are not limited like Elijah that only knows the fire of God. When you call Jesus, everything God is becomes inheritance. This is why they said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. You want to pray the Holy Ghost now? Go ahead and pray and invoke that name. Invoke that name. Invoke that name.
Bye.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every plan for the second.
Come on, keep going to go. Quickly. blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website or rocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.